What's up, our wild man? Yeah. Got the Turtle Man talking to you live action here.
Yes. What is up, Turtle Man?
Live action there. Somebody told me to give you a call there.
Well, hey, what kind of snakes did you catch yesterday?
Well, it didn't catch no snakes, so we nicknamed it Be Gone because the woman's about to be gone, and the guy was moving out, said if I didn't catch that snake, I'd well, I have to come back and find him because he's be gone now. He's done gone.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, let me ask you something real quick. I mean, where out in Kentucky do you hail from again?
I'm from Lebanon, Marion County, Kentucky, down in Central.
Okay. And so when did you decide, gosh, I'm going to catch a snapping turtle with my bare hands? When was your first snapping turtle you ever caught?
I was 7 years old, and my Uncle Philip came. We ran out of food, and he said, I'll show y'all how to catch some food. And I said, well, good. I'll be glad to do it. And so he was showing us how and said, take me to a pond. And I was about 7 years old, which that's kind of young for a kid. You know, he's always into something. I run down there to the pond with him. He dives out in the pond immediately and just pulls out a big 30-pound snapping turtle. And I thought that was amazing, and I was already looking for a talent anyway to become famous. I told my teachers and everybody at school I was going to be on TV one of these years, and y'all just watch and see, you know. Well, Uncle Philip said, you know, this is what I do, you know, to get you some food. And of course, my dad was kind of being a little bit mean to me. He wouldn't let me get in the pond. My Uncle Philip finally got one above water, and he put me on top of that thing. In about 2 hours, I had it out on the bank. Yeah! Been catching turtles ever since.
Man, I followed your show a lot, and my whole family loves the Turtle Man, and I think that's what's cool about you, brother, is that it was a show that was like the whole family can watch this thing, and it's exciting.
Oh, yeah, it's all over the world. I just got fan mail from Russia today, and I want to give them a shout out there out in Russia, and got some fan mail from Yorkshire, England. Got some fan mail from Australia, and yeah, they want me to go down there and beat the bush with them, whatever that is.
Yeah, well, you never know. You might get into some kangaroos or something down there.
That's right, buddy. Hey, don't let them kangaroos fool you, buddy. They'll box your ears in. I'm telling you, they're tough.
Did you ever have to remove a kangaroo from somebody's property?
Not yet, but one got out down at the zoo, down there at the Ponderosa Zoo, so I was out there playing with it, you know, just seeing what a kangaroo could do, and that thing stood on his back legs and on his, I didn't know they could stand on their tail. And about that time, he drop kicked me and I went down.
Oh my gosh.
I said, I don't want to break my shoulder again. I said, let's do that again, second round. We went in there for the second round. And I grabbed him the second round when he did that little move again. Yeah. I said, I done got you now. I just stood on his toes. He couldn't kick me.
You know what? I'm sure you have to adapt. And I remember watching one episode. And maybe you remember this. You were in a distillery, a whiskey distillery someplace, and you were moving possums from up there. You were hanging from the rafters. Have you ever been scared? Because that was a scary moment.
Oh, no. I've been climbing trees ever since I was a kid and catching possums out of trees and saving animals. And sometimes a tornado would hit like a bad wind. And I would always get up there and check hawk nests and make sure that all the babies are in the nest still good and everything, and then I'd climb back down, been climbing silos and filling in salads for the cows, and saved a cow yesterday, by the way, on the way home from the Be Gone snake.
Right. So what was the cow doing? Just out there in the road, or what happened?
I was getting ready to have a calf, and it was getting a drink of water, and I guess the bank was real slick after that little shower of rain, and it slid into the pond. It stayed in there for about 4 or 5 hours, and I happened to come by and saw some men down there trying to get it out. And so I pulled on in there and went down there and lend a hand. We took us about 5 hours, but we got him.
Yeah! Hey, that's right there, about a five-hour extraction of a cow.
That's right, buddy, I'm telling you.
We are all excited up here in Southern Illinois because at Hunting and Fishing Days, you are coming to town, and it is just going to be a party up here at John A. Logan College for this event. This is one of the biggest ones in the nation, brother, and we're looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah, and that's on September 22nd, too, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We're going to have folks from all over coming down to meet you, and it's just going to be fun, man.
And that's 12 to 3. I'm going to be there on Saturday morning, I reckon, on the 22nd.
I appreciate your time this morning, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there at the Hunting and Fishing Days coming up. And Hey, you just have a wonderful rest of the day, Turtle Man.
All right. And if you want to see some more stuff, look up turtleman.org.
Okay.
That'll put you on some things that I'm doing. And Turtle Man Tribe on Instagram that we just opened up 3 weeks ago, and it's getting pretty big now.